LBC Radio. Six Music.
Thank you, Don. And don't forget that after next weekend, Culture Clash Radio will be consolidating to a single two-hour show at midnight every Sunday night. More info on the coming changes at Six Music after that brilliant single by Cold in Berlin. The more I hear that song, the more I love it. It's the opening track on the debut album Give Me Walls by the London band Cold in Berlin. But they've been moving on since they've made that record, and they've already completed the follow-up, which is provisionally called And Yet. They're going to be playing European dates at the end of this month and early next, followed by shows in York, Bolton, Leeds, Preston, Sheffield and Nottingham. But you don't have to wait. You can get that track as part of our current album-length download. Anyway, hello again, it's Tom Robinson here, and in case you missed the shows last weekend, Fresh on the Net is ending as a radio show just over a week from now. For 4 years, we've brought you streaming tunes from the wilder fringes of cyberspace by some of the most interesting artists you'll never have heard of. And I've posted a link on my BBC blog to a complete track list showing every single one of them, show by show, from 2007 to the present day. But hey, Fresh on the Net lives on from next month as a non-profit music blog with a team of old friends like Ruth Barnes, Snippet, and some of our most excellent former interns on this show. And then at Easter, I start a new Saturday night show here on Six at the more sociable time of 9 p.m. to midnight. And there, new artists will rub shoulders with vintage tracks from my record collection. Also the occasional session. And get this, best of all, the album-length introducing downloads will continue as normal. We'll carry on bringing you an hour's worth of new music every week. And it'll start to be broadcast as a radio show in its own right from 2 to 3 a.m. every Sunday morning. In the the meantime, we've got some goodies in store for you in the next 2 hours with exclusive acoustic session tracks by Bear Cavalry, recorded specially for this show. And SoundCloud's UK Supremo Dave Haynes dropping by in about half an hour to give us some insider tips on how music makers can make the most of their online presence these days. And before that, we'll be giving the Wheel of Musical Discovery one final spin in introducing Roulette. And we're going to move smartly along right now with a new single from London's wonderful Laurel Collective.
They hate me, they hate me. Fallen home till my hand shakes and I can't find the lock. They smell naivety every night. There's a car outside with the headlights on. They eat me and puke me, hiding out in my house underneath the Christmas tree. They make myself useful on the treadmill, dynamo, making my electric free. Undress my ship, break the particles of me. We'll start an insurgency and sorry. Shit is in a house made up for me. If I bring at home by the trailer flex left lying on the road. They seal me with Reiki, back rub and a nice cup till I take off my load. She's cheering and shearing with the clippers on the street, shaving off my body hair. The crowd's there cheering, thinking it's punishment, but you know I don't really care. I'm from my ship, break the bottle cause of me. We'll start an insurgency and sorry. She lives in a house made of top. If we bring wine, we'll live happily. We could fish by the Baltic Sea. I ran away from a semi-free. Doctor's note came in the mail. Set my mind to the flea into a whale.
releasing their debut album, Heartbeat Underground, on the 28th of May. We heard the new single by Laurel Collective first. It's called They Hate Me. It's single number one from said album, and it was released last week. Single number two in May is going to be a double A re-release of Facts of Death and Heartbeat Underground. And the band are playing Tuesday night residences at London's Electricity Showrooms at the moment. The next one is this coming Tuesday, March the 27th, and they'll also be there April the 3rd and April the 10th. You'll find them, needless to say, at laurelcollective.com. Of course you will. And then the track we just heard was Mouth to Mouth, the current single by the Oslo-based artist Kate Havnevik. She's mates with Guy Sigsworth and Imogen Heap, which gives you an idea of what kind of company she keeps. Her music has been featured no less than 8 times on Grey's Anatomy, so I suppose it shouldn't need an awful lot of introducing, really. And that track, Mouth to Mouth, comes from her newly released second album, You, just Y-O-U, on Continentica Records. Bit of a mouthful. And you'll find more of her tunes on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/KateHavnevik.
Six Music. Weekdays on Six Music. From 10, Lauren Laverne.
Six Music Mornings. I'm Lauren Laverne. Thank you very much for joining us today. Lovely to have you along.
From 1, Radcliffe and McConey.
When I got Toto, our dog, you know, I had him chipped. Presumably, kids will just be chipped with the internet soon, won't they? Just know everything straight away.
PC's gone mad.
Lauren Laverne from 10 and Radcliffe and McConey from 1.
If for once we lurched towards something sounded quite slick, we didn't mean to.
On 6 Music.
6
Music. BBC 6 Music. Fresh on the net with Tom Robinson.
Try to shake the blur of my dreamy days.
ways. Just so up, just here, storm, storm. Just here, this ways, just here, this ways. Till the morning, this ways, till the morning. Just hear the song, song, just hear the space, just hear the space.
Released on Blackacre Records last month, that's This Dawn. It comes from the debut EP by 22-year-old London producer and songwriter Albie Daniels. He's a self-taught guitarist, drummer and producer who started out fronting a local funk group, apparently. But the EP is described as consisting of stories written, arranged, performed and recorded in his bedroom studio in North London. And if you want any more evidence how great he is, well, he's the Guardian New Band of the Day last month. Find his music at soundcloud.com/AlbieDanielsMusic. You're listening to Six Music. This is Tom Robinson introducing Fresh on the Net. Tonight we take one final sounding from across the BBC regions as we give one last spin of the wheel in Introducing Roulette.
Hello, Stephen Rainey from BBC Radio Ulster here. I present a show on Radio Ulster at midnight on Saturday, as well as being part of BBC Introducing's team in Northern Ireland. And I've got a track here that I simply must share with you. It's that good. Robin G. Shields is an artist who's been making a real name for himself in Northern Ireland. Over the last few years, he's released an album called A Lifetime of Midnights, as well as a couple of EPs that really showcase that cracked Americana sound that he's so successful with. He's got new material on the way, and this is a sneak preview view of what you can expect from that. For fans of Wilco or Ryan Adams, or even further back, artists such as Townes Van Zandt or Steve Earle, Robin's songs are so expressive, a really moving sound that you can't fail to be gripped with. So, from Robin G. Shields, this is Upon Such Things.
Don't you wish your mind upon such things? There is no easy work to make this right as this why then separate our names. Live on easy lives, pretending all is the same. What sense of you to talk? Your friend's not good enough. Boredom creates, it's what you crave. So don't you wish your mind upon such things, and excuses bought, pray tell what it brings. Tiptoe round, but it's of a certain taste, and if needs they must, it'll rain on just your brain. Your friend's not good enough. Boredom creates, it's what you crave. Your mind upon such things. There is no easy words to make this right as rain.
Decent tunes for decent folk. That's Belfast songwriter Robin G. Shields. And BBC Radio Ulster celebrated across the line shows say Robin G. Shields' caustic wit could bring a smile to even the coldest of hearts. He was recommended to us by Stephen Rainey, who presents his own Saturday night shows, as you just heard, and he's also the content assistant on Rory McConnell's BBC Introducing in Northern Ireland show, which goes out every Thursday morning from just after midnight. Alas, it's not available on the BBC iPlayer, but you'll find Robin himself at rgshiels, S-H-I-E-L-S, .com. And now it's time, listeners, for a teensy taster from this week's free album-length download.
BBC Radio
6
Music. This is a free download from the BBC. To find out more, go to the 6 Music website. Now, BBC Introducing...
with Tom Robinson.
What you hear today is echoes, the feeding voices. What you hear today.
Athletes in Paris, of whom more later. The splendid Starless Boy.
Find your own way through this life.
AKA Stephen Jones.
And a goddess, the power of a man, silver on the falls.
There's Evocateur, and before that, B.O.Y. Battle of You. And I Am Austin. You can hear those tracks in full on my latest download, along with seven other top tunes from last weekend, including this bit of nonsense from Jay Spears.
Hey, the revolution's here, guillotine in every square. Drive them down their marble stairs, get them all within the year.
Tax breaks for the rich. I hate to tell you, death's a bitch. Kick the heads around the square, dump the bodies in a ditch. Judges who put corporations over people of our nation, here's your justice cold and clean. Strap them in the guillotine. If you want mercy, you can ask it once your head plops in the basket. If you're wondering what went wrong, let us tell you with our song. Hey, the revolution's here, guillotine in every square. Drag them down their marble stairs, get them all within the year.
Hey, the revolution's here, guillotine in every square. Drag them down their marble stairs, get them all within the year.
Do you think you're royalty? Are you aristocracy? High in the hierarchy? Well, that seems strange to me, citizen, that seems strange to me.
Some of them mean well, no doubt. Kill all, let God's word
see the tree of liberty must be watered frequently with the blood of tyrants, sure.
It's the best manure, citizen, it's the best manure.
Shyster bankers,
hip forecloses,
pension plundering high rolls,
filled up with our children's bread.
How's it feel to lose your head?
Union busters, all beware, pray the people at your peril.
Liberty from kings won't spring, so we seize it as we sing. Hey, the revolution's here, guillotine in every square. Drag them down their marble stairs, get them all within the year. Vive la revolution, guillotine,
hey, oui.
Revolution by Jay Spears. And, you know, underneath all the tongue-in-cheek tone, it's quite clear that Jay Spears is actually quite deadpan serious about the whole thing. He says, when you have a wealthy world power that squanders its wealth on foreign wars with unscrupulous speculators driving the economy into the ground and the top 1% refusing to pay any taxes, what do you get? France in the 1780s, that's what. Jay's views are, of course, his own, not those of the BBC. But Revolution will be on his forthcoming third LP, We're All Born Lucky. Luckily for us, though, listeners, it's already available as part of our album-length download, available for the next 24 days. On the way, we've got exclusive recordings from Bear Cavalry, and we're going to catch up with SoundCloud's Dave Haynes after new music from Maidstone. Just such an incredibly assured debut. That's Trophies, a synth electro band from Maidstone who consist of Mitch, Ben and Connor, who says we started out a few months ago when we uploaded our first track to SoundCloud. It was well received and pulled well over 1,000 plays in less than a month. We've since uploaded a single called Funeral with a B-side, which we just heard there, Interlude stroke Problem Child. And these two have now had well over 2,000 plays, also in under a month. We've achieved all this ourselves without playing a single show. Listeners, you can hear for yourselves what the fuss is about on their SoundCloud. Just look them up. Their name is spelt T-R-O-P-H-Y-S. You're listening to Six Music. It's Tom Robinson here, introducing Fresh on the Net. And when we first met tonight's guest on this show in August 2009, he was the UK director of a small Berlin-based company less than a year old. It had been founded by a few friends fed up with the fiddle of FTP every time they wanted to check out their friends' latest tracks. But since then, the company has grown and grown and received serious venture capital investment in the early years, and today it is now one of the biggest global players in the world of online audio for bands and musicians. Now, the company is, of course, SoundCloud, and to give us some pearls of wisdom for online musicians everywhere, we welcome back Dave Haynes. Hello.
Hello, welcome. Good to be back.
It's nice to see you. You took part in the BBC Introducing Masterclass, of course, earlier this year. Was that fun?
Yeah, indeed, that was really great. It was just so good to see so many young aspiring artists there, really willing to learn and kind of learn some tricks of the trade and some tips and some new tools that they can use to really grow their career.
Because I mean, back in, what was it, 2010 when we met, or 29, but certainly when we first talked, we had to explain to people what SoundCloud was. We don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, indeed, which is really great. I mean, it's been quite a journey, you know, the 3 or 4 years that it's been. And I mean, for me to come into the show and hear the track before, you know, the success story of someone like Trophies, who have, you know, they've really kind of found their feet, and they've managed to get their music out on the web using SoundCloud, and to be able to just connect with your fans and build your success from there is for us, that's, you know, one big thing that we really set out to achieve. So it's yeah, very, very rewarding.
You've promised to give us some tips for aspiring musicians and ways that they can use the online world. But just one thing I wanted to ask about SoundCloud in the future. Is there some prospect of kind of addressing the criticism that PRS and, you know, the record companies have, that SoundCloud doesn't at present pay royalties to people for plays? Is there some structure you can put in place for that?
Yeah, so I think, I mean, one of the great things about SoundCloud, I mean, it's a place that anybody can upload any of their sounds to. I mean, so obviously that's not just musicians. We have a lot of comedians, politicians, anyone. I actually use SoundCloud to upload sounds of my, I've got a 3-year-old son, and I managed to capture his first words in his first song and upload those. But when it comes to the musicians and the labels, I mean, we actually work really closely with the bigger record labels as well. So it's not just the young up and coming bands like the Trophies. I think the labels see SoundCloud as a really, really great tool to go and, you know, promote their music on the web, which is half the battle nowadays. You need to get your music out there. You need to be able to engage with your fan directly. So I think, you know, we've built a set of tools that, you know, if you want to use it, then they're there to use.
Yeah, I guess it's grown up as a means of just publishing yourself on there, and then it's so successful that then you get the thing of, well, why can people listen to these tracks for free on there, whereas on YouTube they have to pay a royalty and everything?
Yeah, and I think, I mean, there's definitely one element to SoundCloud of, you know, if you put your track up on the platform, then, you know, it's not just necessarily money that you get back from that. So you get the promotion, you get the visibility. One of the apps that I'll mention later on, a thing called Email Unlocked, that gives you a way to kind of get social currency back from what you're doing. So you can choose, you know, you might have a full album. You're probably not going to put the full album up to stream, you know, straight away if you're a big act. But you might just put one track, but then expect it to get shared. And then maybe fans can download it in exchange for an email or something like that. So I think there's lots of different ways, you know, different creators and different musicians are using the platform.
So you've mentioned the various apps that you've got to bring. What's the first one out of the bag?
Yeah, well, the first one, I mean, actually, first off, the one that I just mentioned, Email Unlock. So this is something that we actually, it's a completely third-party app. You won't find it on soundcloud.com, but if you go to soundcloudlabs.com, there's a couple of really great things that you can use if you have an account. So we really wanted a way that you could just upload any track to SoundCloud, build a page, and then say, right, I want my fans to be able to stream this, but then if they want the download, then they have to exchange their email. So you just go to emailunlock.com, connect your SoundCloud account, and you get this really nice widget that you can embed. Fans can stream your music, and then, like I said, if they want to download the music, if they really like it, then they can give you your email address. And I think for a lot of up-and-coming bands, you know, growing that mailing list is, you know, one of the essential things that you can do. You know, that's you know, especially in the early days, that's, you know, almost more important than landing a record deal or something, you know, to really grow your fan base.
So soundcloudlabs.com is the place to go and
look
for that.
Yes, indeed.
What is that?
So that's just something where our developers have been, you know, they have, we do this thing called 20% time at SoundCloud where developers can just build their own stuff, or we attend events like Music Hack Days and we just build tools that use SoundCloud but help you to do different things that we don't offer on SoundCloud.com itself.
So that's worth a little explore for the musicians out there. All right. Well, what else can we find up there?
So another one, this is fairly recent, something called OneSheet. So this is a completely free tool, or you can pay if you want extra features like adding your own domain and more personalization and more data. But what OneSheet does is it allows any band just to really quickly have an online presence, whether that's for the band themselves or if they're promoting a particular release or record. So you go to onesheet.com, you just sign up. It's really quick. And then what you can do to that page, you then add all of your different media feeds. So if you're a band, you're probably on Twitter or YouTube or Flickr or Vimeo and hopefully on SoundCloud. And this just gives you one place where you can put all of that together. So, you know, bands don't need to spend a lot of money nowadays to get on the web. This is a completely free tool that, you know, would suffice. Don't just send people just to your Facebook landing page, you know, actually own your own domain and own your own presence on the web. And OneSheet, you know, along with a few other sites like flavors.me, which is flavors.me, they do exactly the same thing, just allow you to really quickly get a presence on the web.
That's so useful, because one of the big stumbling blocks, I think, for musicians has been that business of trying to find a friendly web designer who would actually take care of all the HTML, and then updating it is the complete pain.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, this is just 5 minutes to set it up. It's so easy to make it look nice, and then the beauty is that it updates itself. It draws in all those different feeds, and so every time a fan goes back, they're going to find the latest of what your band is doing across all your different channels.
So onesheet.com, great tip there.
Yep.
Number three.
So number three. So this is a company, again, this is fairly new in their first year, a company called WebDoc. If you go to webdoc.com. And I mean, WebDoc's really great. Again, it takes this concept that you've already got lots of media across the web, but just allows, it gives you a really nice canvas to drag and drop all those different elements and then present them across the web and share them. But more importantly, it also allows your fans to engage. So you can say, you could produce an online a flyer. So if you were doing a gig, you could, you know, pull in the dates, you could pull in a YouTube video, you could pull in a SoundCloud widget, and then it's like a kind of drag and drop, very easy user interface to use. And then once you've created that document, you can either set it as a Facebook tab or you can embed it in another site. But you can also, they've got lots of different applications. Like one is a SoundCloud voting widget, where you just drag it on and then people can vote for, you know, which track they like the best. So it's a really nice way just to give that extra dimension of fan engagement, which I think is so important nowadays.
So what practical uses of this have you seen recently?
Yeah, so I mean, one use that I saw, and I think we're about to hear some music by them, but a fairly well-known band called Portico Quartet, they really wanted to tap into the creativity of people on the web and on SoundCloud. So they decided to just put out all the different stems to a track that they'd done, and then invited people to submit them to SoundCloud, and, you know, use WebDoc to get people to vote and say which was their favorite one. And it just resulted in this really nice remix contest. And again, it was just so easy for them to put together using all these free tools. You know, it gives a perfect opportunity for them to call out and get other producers to remix their tracks, which I think if you're a band, you should definitely think about doing.
Definitely. Okay, we'll take a listen to the original version then. And the track is called Steepless.
This life, your body ends here. You had a mouthful of God's love affair. Soon you rise above your tower to a steeple state of calm. At
featuring Cornelia. That's Portico Quartet with Steepless, brought to us today by our guest Dave Haynes from SoundCloud. And somewhere, if you just Google Portico Quartet, you will find the results of that remix competition and hear what people came up with on that. So, Dave, we've got so far Email Unlock, we've had one sheet, we've had Web Docs. What's number four in your bag of goodies that you brought for us?
Yes, I mean, the fourth is a personal favourite of mine and something that I actually use personally every day, and that's Instagram. So, I mean, we talked about, you know, capturing different types of media and sharing them on the web and, you know, capturing moments of your day, you know, by taking a photo. And it's just so simple. What you do is you download the app. It's currently only for iPhone, although I do hear that Android might be in the works. So you download the app on the iTunes App Store. And just when the kind of the moment strikes, take a photo, you add a filter, and they have all these really nice filters that you can make the photo actually look quite nice with. And then what's great is that you get to tag that photo with a location. So I actually just took a photo of us here in the studio, and I tagged it with the location, and then instantly you can share that photo to Facebook or Tumblr or Twitter. But it's nice. It's also a social network in itself. Sometimes I'll take a photo and I'll just share it to my Instagram followers. And there's a really nice community. I really love it. The end of the day, I can just pull up Instagram and kind of get a really nice snapshot of what all of my friends and contacts have been doing. And one thing, I mean, they launched, you know, with kind of everyday usage in mind, but actually a lot of musicians and bands have really taken to the platform as well. So, you know, someone like Justin Bieber, he's got, you know, millions of followers on Instagram, and they love seeing these, you know, snippets that he's posting throughout the day. Other artists would be Lady Hawk, Jason Mraz, Foo Fighters, Moby, Snoop Dogg, The Vaccines, and they've all used the photo sharing service to, you know, both to promote what they're doing, but just to engage fans, and also actually ask for fans to tag photo, you know, upload photos and send them to them. We did a project with Moby where we mashed up SoundCloud and Instagram, and he'd done like a photo book that promoted his album Destroyed. And he asked fans to upload photos and, you know, add a hashtag Destroyed, and we plotted them on a really nice map and streamed the album and stuff. So it's a nice kind of self-publishing tool, but it's also a really great way to engage fans if you can think of a nice angle to do it.
I have to 100% agree. I'm crazy about Instagram myself. As you say, unfortunately, at the moment you do have to have an iPhone in order to use it, but roll on the Android implementation. But I follow people like Stylus Boy and Luke Leafield. Yeah. On that, and I post myself under the name Feeling My Age, which I will too often am. So, okay, that's a terrific suggestion. And then number five.
Yeah, so I mean, this is something that actually, I mean, this is almost part of the last one, but this is another SoundCloud Labs project that we built called Storywheel. And with Storywheel, what you can do is we were finding that we had all of these, you know, you'd go on a trip and you'd take all these photos and you'd have them on Instagram, but you want to be able to tell a story and put them into, you know, a kind of an old-fashioned slideshow. You know, you used to go around to your parents and they'd show you a you know, an old-fashioned slideshow of their pictures and talk you through it. So this allows you to, you just go to storywheel.cc, you connect your Instagram account and you choose which you know, photos that you want to put into the slide, and then you get the option to record audio to SoundCloud, and it just puts that audio together with the photos in a really, really nice way. So again, I think this is perfect for, you know, for bands that are thinking of doing something extra for their really engaged fans, is, you know, doing things like tour diaries using Storywheel is perfect, or doing a kind of, you know, behind the scenes, or, you know, the story of making of an album and things like that. And we've seen some really, really interested and unexpected use cases. We actually had the Britney Spears fan club, you know, asked fans to do a, you know, your homage to Britney Spears using Instagram photos. So yeah, for us, that is just a really, really nice use of pictures and sound.
So I'm going to put links to all of these. These will be on the blog, listeners, if you want to go to bbc.co.uk/blogs/Tom Robinson. We'll have links to all of those, so you don't have to be frantically scribbling them down as we go. Last and not least, what do we have?
Yeah, so, well, I actually had two more, so I'm just going to say one of them very quickly.
Let's have them both.
I mean, this one is a bit of a, well, another plug for a SoundCloud app, actually, and this is just our native app that's on desktop, on the web itself, but also on Android and iPhone. And you can download it for free, and a lot of people are using it to you know, just check their feeds of new tracks that are coming into SoundCloud. But actually, one of the most prominent features on it is just a record button, and we like to think of it as the Instagram for sound. So just in the same way that I could capture a photo that, you know, represents, you know, a particular moment, I can record a sound. So my example that I gave earlier, you know, recording my son, or it could be if you're a band on stage, you could record the you know, the encore, or, you know, somebody chanting for more tracks, or you know, all these different uses. It could be you telling stories on the tour bus, and then you just record those using the SoundCloud app, and again, you just tag it with your location, you can add a photo, and then push it to all of your different social networks. So it's just a really nice, easy way of you know, capturing a different moment and sharing that with your fans.
So what is that called?
That's just, if you go to iTunes or the Android store, type in SoundCloud, and you'll just see it. It's free to download.
Okay, brilliant. And there was a seventh one lurking in there.
Yes, indeed. Well, this one is probably the underdog. I mean, I think a lot of things like Instagram people will have heard of. Something really new that caught my attention was it's actually it's pronounced ift.com, but it stands for if this then that.
Yep, I love it.
Yeah, and this is a really nice service. If anyone remembers back in the days when Yahoo was a lot more relevant, they had a thing called Yahoo Pipes, which allowed you to take all these different feeds and chop them around and do different things with them. And this is kind of the sort of the modern version of that, basically. So it just makes it really easy for you to say, you know, if I post a photo on Instagram, then put it onto my Facebook, for example. Or it could be, you know, if I upload a new track to SoundCloud, then send out a tweet. Or it could be, you know, if the temperature hits 20 degrees C, then, you know, email my friends and tell them that we should all meet up at the park. So it kind of it's the sort of secret glue that holds all these different like web services together, and you can get really creative with it. One of the most practical applications that I saw for bands was you know, if you are out, you know, making all these, you know, Instagrams and capturing sounds and you know, making videos, then somebody in the office, like your tour manager or your label, they probably want to get at some of those assets and be able to reuse them. So you can actually connect all those different services and then say, you know, please add this to my Dropbox. I mean, which is another just great utility that's out there for bands. And so it would automatically download all of your Instagram photos and then just collate it into your Dropbox folder on the web. So I think you really have to use your imagination and find something that works for you. But they're adding new services every week, and it's really something to go and see what other people have done and get inspired by it.
So the thing to do is Google if this then that, and you'll go straight to their website.
Indeed,
it's dead easy. Finally, Dave Haynes, I mean, thank you so much for coming and bringing us this bag of goodies for musicians to get busy with, many of which I can personally endorse. You mentioned that they're all free. I mean, how does this whole thing finance itself? It's the problem for musicians is how to monetize the putting up of their music, how to make a career. How do these various companies that don't have adverts on the sites, such as SoundCloud, for instance, mm-hmm. And offer free products, how does it work? How can it be financed?
Yeah, and I think it's amazing for bands and musicians out there. There really is just so many tools that you can, you know, you can dip your toes with, and you can find the tools that really suit you. And it's great that a lot of them have this kind of free access tier where you can just try them without having to, you know, part with a whole load of cash. For SoundCloud, I mean, what we do, it works very much the same as other sites like Vimeo or Flickr. So we don't make money off people's music in any way. What we do is we allow that, you know, anybody can use the service for free, but then if they want to upgrade for more storage or for you know, better features or better stats, then you know, a percentage of our 10 million users then will upgrade and pay to use the service. So, you know, I actually, thinking about my own personal life, I have a Flickr account because that's just become the default place where I store my photos. And, you know, Flickr integrates with iPhoto, and I can, you know, post my photos from Flickr to Facebook and things like that. So it just became the default place for my photos, and it's worth to me, you know, paying $30 a year to use that service. It's the same with Vimeo. I don't create as many videos as I do with photos, but for Vimeo, I wanted to pay because the videos that I did have, that I wanted them to be in higher quality. So I think it's this kind of freemium model where you know, people can really get stuck in and try out a service for free. But then, you know, an example would be OneSheet, where if you then want to make, you know, turn it into your own domain, or you want to pay for better analytics, and then you just pay a very small amount. So, yeah, I think it's a really great model.
Dave, it's been a complete pleasure talking to you once again. I wish you well with the coming year. Are there some new surprises that you can't yet tell us about?
Yeah, lots of exciting things planned for the rest of the year. And of course, Tom, you'll be the first to know about them. If you're listening out there and you are using SoundCloud, then just keep checking the blog.soundcloud.com. We have a Tumblr as well and a Twitter. So go to all those channels and hopefully you'll be the first to know as well.
Terrific. Thanks so much.
Cheers. Thank you.
BBC Six Music.
Steve Lamack, an inquiring mind.
The curiosity gene in my journalistic head is now thinking, how do we get from Louis Sum into something which leads you to Six Music?
A passion for music.
Lyrically, it's special. This gorgeous piece of lilting, shoegaze-esque music.
And a good ear for gossip.
It's one of those apocryphal stories which I still like to believe is true, but this record, if you believe the legends, was born out of a heated exchange, shall we say, at one of Radio 1's old fun days in the 70s.
Steve Lamack.
That's jaunty, isn't it? It's more jaunty than I remember it.
Weekday afternoons from 4.
Jaunty, that is. It's jaunty.
On Six Music.
You know where we live.
Six Music. Fresh on the net with Tom Robinson.